Unit 30行きましょう。 Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Yes, but he was transformed, transferred, translated, transported. 正解は B の transferred です。
Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?
Yes, but he was transferred.
Transfer, 移す、移るという意味があります。He was transferred. で、彼は異動になった。配属が変わった。そういう意味です。質問と応答を練習してみましょう。Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? この部分を10回言う練習してみてください。どうぞ。
Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?
次に答えの方。Yes, but he was transferred. この部分を10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, but he was transferred. 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 Yes, but he was transferred.Yes, but he was transferred. Yes, 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 but he was transferred.
次はロールプレイ行きましょう。ボブ・ジェンキンス。カスタマーサービス部で働いてなかったでしたっけ?というふうに同僚に聞いてください。女性が答えてくれます。では5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Yes, but he was transferred. Yes, but he was transferred.Yes, but he was transferred. Yes, but he was transferred. Yes, but he was transferred.
次はあなたの同僚が Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? というふうに聞いてくるのでそうだったけど異動になったんですよっていうことを伝えてください。5回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department? Didn't Bob Jenkins used to work in the customer service department?
今の例文では He was transferred というふうに受け身になっていました。で、この transfer 面白い動詞で能動態でも受動態でも同じ意味になります。次の例文聞いてください。
Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year。
この文章は能動態でした。能動態で異動になったという意味を表しています。では10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year。Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year.Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year.Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year. Ms. Gibson transferred to the Human Resources Department last year.
人の人事異動だけではなくて、物を移す場合、例えばお金をある口座から違う口座へ移すなんていう時も使います。では銀行でお金を移すという文脈で使われている例文聞いてください。
I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account。
Saving account は普通預金口座です。 Checking account、 当座預金口座です。セービングアカウントからチェッキングアカウントにお金を移したい、そういう意味の文章でした。ではこの例文も10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account.I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account.I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account.I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account. I'd like to transfer $400 from my savings account to my checking account.
Transfer 名詞にもなりまして、名詞で移動、転勤、乗り換え、 そういう意味が出ます。転勤という意味でトランスファーが使われている文章を聞いてください。
Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office.
Request a transfer で転勤を願い出る、転勤願いを出す、そんな意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office.Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office.Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office. Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office.Mr. Thomas has requested a transfer to the London office.
Transform は形を変える、変貌させるという意味です。例文聞いてみましょう。
The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade.
Last decade、この10年間でという意味ですね。Industrial nation、工業国、産業が発達した国、そういう意味です。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。ちょっと長いですけれども頑張って挑戦してみてください。どうぞ。
The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade.The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade.The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade.The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade. The country has been transformed into a major industrial nation within the last decade.
Translate は翻訳するという意味です。例文聞いてください。
Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages.
Translated into 24 languages で24カ国語に翻訳された。そういう意味になります。ではこの例文10回練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages. Her first novel has been translated into 24 languages.
Translate の名詞形は translation です。例文聞いてください。
A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks.
German translation でドイツ語の翻訳版、そういう意味ですね。ではこの例文10回言う練習してみましょう。どうぞ。
A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks. A German translation of our brochure will be ready in 2 weeks.
Shintoic の急所です。今日見た語は trans で始まっていました。 trans はある状態から他の状態へ変わる、またはある場所から他の場所へ移る、そういった変化を表す接頭辞です。今日見た transform 移るという意味ありましたよね。 transform も形を変える、 translate もある言語から他の言語へ翻訳するという意味ですよね。あと transport、輸送するもある場所から他の場所へ移すという意味です。また形容詞の接頭辞として使われる場合は何々を超えて何々間の、そんな意味を表します。例えばトランスアトランティックって言ったらですね、大西洋横断の、そういう意味ですね。トランスコンティネンタルって言ったらコンティネント、大陸という意味ですが、それの間の、大陸間のという意味が出ます。トランスという接頭辞覚えておいてください。ユニット30以上です。